Welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Well, let's go out to the freeways.
Bad news. Fog is getting thicker.
Leon's getting larger.
Every day of my life till the day I die, when it's a foggy morning, when I get in the car, that's the first thing I always say. The fog's getting thicker, and Leon's getting larger. It's pretty foggy out there, though.
It was weird because I didn't hit fog until I got over here by the radio station, and then I couldn't even see.
Yeah, we're 8.5 Coolidge in Oak Park, in case you're curious, you know, that area. But you're right, 696-75 Exchange, that area. Also, I saw some folks on Twitter just a couple minutes ago talking about potential for black ice this morning, because it is 28 degrees. Was it?
Oh, there were some areas, like the 94-75 interchange, because I come up 94-75. I slowed way down because I could see it just glistening. I'm like, oop, this is not good.
I just turn off the headlights and start singing Jesus Take the Wheel. What the hell? Not like I'm going to Thanksgiving dinner or anything. 6 o'clock. I'm cooking on my own this year, man. 6 o'clock now on the nose. 37 for high today. Cloudy skies. We had a lot to get to this morning. We're going to talk turkey, of course. I'm going to smoke a turkey this year. Do you know how hard it is to find the rolling paper? Anyway, no, that's a Prop 1 joke. I've always just baked a turkey. I've never done the deep fry thing, never done any different way or put one on the grill, but I'm going to try to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Do you have a backup plan in case?
Yeah, my Irish ass will be at your house in Mount Clemens by around what time?
I won't be there.
Where are you going?
Up north to mom and dad's.
My Irish ass will be at your parents' house.
Good luck with that 4-hour drive.
I don't care.
We'll see you maybe 11 o'clock at night.
That's okay. Save me some turkey. Put it out on the doorstep. I don't even have to come in. I just need something in case I screw this up. All right. What's coming up in sports?
Well, when it comes to the Lions, my Chihuahua rules the football. I'm going to tell you why coming up.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Are you through?
No. I'm doing society a favor.
So?
That's another one right now. You through?
Not even close.
248-377-0100 or visit Pistons.com.
CSX Big Jim's house, 608, 28 degrees. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Well, I just want to thank Kenny Galladay from the Lions this morning. 8 catches, 119 yards, and a touchdown. He scored the game winner on a diving backward grab, and the Lions beat the Carolina Panthers 2019.
Hold on, let me add him. Yeah, come on in, crack man.
Bing, bang, boom. Down a feeling day. A high victory. Woo! That's what we're talking about, baby.
You tell him, man. Love him.
On another note, I teased it and talked about Tito Santana, my 2-pound Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. The one that I'm killing in the pool, but he's pretty smart in one term of this so far.
He has not missed one Lions game this season. He has been...
Think about that, folks, how freaky of a year it's been with the Patriots win and the games the Lions have won and lost. This dog is seriously 10... Was it 10-0? Holy crap.
Just for the Lions. Everything else is questionable.
Yeah.
But that team, I don't know. He's dialed in.
Well, you got to. When do the picks go up for this week, Ryan? Tomorrow, right? They'll be up tomorrow for Take on Tito tomorrow. So we'll have video of him tomorrow making his picks. Very scientific.
Not really.
It's dog treats on the floor, but the dog knows what he's doing, man. Smart dog.
In college hoops, Michigan State down Tennessee Tech 101-33. Ouchie. Michigan beat Providence 66-47 yesterday to win the Hall of Fame tip off tournament. And NASCAR, don't really want to talk about it.
Why? Why don't you like Joey Logano?
I hate him.
Roger Penske, local guy, the owner?
Doesn't matter. I hate Joey Logano.
Hate Joey Logano?
And my TV remote had a trip across the living room.
Because Logano, bless you, be Martin Truex. Huh? Matt Yoakam will be on the Big Jim's Garage today. We'll talk to him a little after 9 o'clock. Yeah. We'll have that up this morning.
You know how I feel about Martin Truex Jr.
You like him, right?
I love him. Okay. And I wanted him to go out with a bang because it's the last year for Furniture Row Racing. And I thought, oh, this would be nice if he wins and blah, blah, blah. Okay. But okay. It didn't happen. NBA Pistons hosting the Cavs tonight. LCA Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Rams. That's an 8:15 start.
That's the game they had to move from Mexico back to L.A., right?
Yes. Yeah. And what's cool is there's going to be so many first responders and people from the wildfires at the game because they gave them all the tickets for free.
Nice. That's cool.
Which I thought was really cool.
Yep.
Take on Tito. We talked about him. It's back bigger than ever. If you make your football picks, you can win prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka and even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest. Just text the keyword Tito. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-9279.
Again, he will beat you with the Lions pick. Everything else, that dog is way off this. He's a very singular Chihuahua, which is true. By the way, I'll have to get a picture. My son Adam, a friend of his, has a dog that is half Chihuahua, half pug.
What the hell is that called?
I don't know, man. It's called wow. All right. 610 Big Jim's house. We figured, what the hell, man? We're up early, and we got Red Wings tickets for you, man. It's going to be a short week for a lot of people. So if you want to go, now is the time. 248-398-WCSX, and you will win
a pair of tickets. See the Red Wings take on the Blue Jackets at LCA next Monday. Just a reminder to Hockey Town, see some of your favorite matchups of the season when you purchase a value pack starting as low as $69. You get two tickets, each preloaded with a $10 concessions credit to use at the game. For more information, go to DetroitRedWings.com. Caller 31 now.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. We'll get you hooked up there. Real quick, I want to play as we go back into music. The OT winner from Larkin on Saturday was absolutely fantastic.
Here's a break. Mantha. Right in. Pass that look. It scores! Red Wings win it! Whoa. Dylan Larkin, 3-2, the fourth time the past six games, the Detroit Red Wings have come back from two down to get 2 points, and they've done it again.
They are so much fun to watch this year.
Yay.
It's a train wreck, but they win at the end. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim South, 623, 28 degrees, a little bit of black ice on the road. Be careful out there, and some fog all over the Motor City. Gets around 37. Lots of people responding and posting stuff up for people helping people over the weekend. We see the emails as they come in, Aaron, and it was just a steady stream of chances for everybody here in the Motor City to not only get some help, but to give help to people as well.
This is an amazing thing that we do every year, and it's one of my favorite things, actually, that we do on Big Jim's House. The goal is to match people in need with people who are willing to help them. It's really easy. You can nominate yourself or another family at WCSX.com, or we've made it really easy for you. You can just text the keyword people to 248-398-9279. We'll send you a link to the page.
Hey, real quick, it's really important that you go through that because that's the way we link people together. So if you send us an email at the radio station, that's great, but you still really need to use that portal so we can get help to you or you can help somebody out. That's the most efficient way possible.
Right. You look at the page, and then if you need help or know someone that needs help, you just click request help, or you review the stories and click offer help on one that you could possibly help.
Which we're seeing a lot of that already. People are jumping in, man.
One really stuck out to me this morning, and this is one sister looking out for another sister.
Okay.
She says, I'm not writing for myself, but for my sister and her three kids. She's sick and on disability, and my nephew and nieces have been a big help around the house. They never complain about not having much. They could use some clothes and shoes. That would take some stress away for my sister. Thank you from a concerned big sis.
So that's it. Clothes and shoes. I say that's it because still, though, this time of year, we say it all the time. Nobody can help everybody, but everybody can help someone. And this time of year, we're always looking all the things that, especially if there's 1 week, if you take a moment and think about all the things you're thankful for, whether it's your family health, whether it's financial well-being, whether it's having a roof over your head and a car to drive to work every morning, you could change somebody's life just as simple as that. Again, text us, keyword people. You can go to, it's right on the front page, WCSX.com.
Yep, this one is number 23, by the way.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
If you want to help Sheila, it's number 23 on the People Helping People page.
All right, jump in there, 248-398-WCSX. Same number you used to call the radio station. You text us. Of course, the keyword is?
People.
People Helping People. And thanks again to Rick and everybody at Mother Waddles. They are a huge supporter of People Helping People every year, and this year is no different. They have jumped in with both feet, and we appreciate you guys.
The telephone is ringing.
Oh, that sounds good. CSX Big Jim's house, 638, 28 degrees and fog in the Motor City. Careful, maybe some black ice. I haven't looked recently if we've seen a lot of reports yet of nothing major accidents. We'll keep an eye on that with the MSP and stuff, too. 37 for a high. Saturday night, Steve Carell was hosting. He's at that, was it Marvac or whatever, or Marvan? Welcome, the movie he's got coming out, kind of the serious one about the guy gets beat up, the veteran, and does his little model city. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, that looks amazing.
He's got a couple movies out, but that was one of them. So he was the guest on SNL. He was the host on SNL, and he gets out there and does his opening monologue. So he starts off with his opening monologue, right? And then immediately somebody stands up in the crowd and goes, I have a question. Now, he didn't say it was question time. He goes, well, I guess we're going there. She goes, is it true you're going to do an Office reboot? And he's like, no, I don't want to do an Office reboot. You know, it was great. We left. Everyone blah, 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 blah. And then Jenna Fisher from The Office, she stands up and says, we should really do a reboot. We can make a lot of money. And he's like, Jenna, what are you doing here? And then, no, we're not going to do an Office reboot. Well, then the whole bit continues. Somebody else stands up.
Steve, hey.
It's Ed Helm.
It's so great to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
Yeah, so I
I just don't think you understand how much money we're talking about. Like, you wouldn't have to do all those sad movies anymore.
So he goes there, and then there's a couple more people stand up from the cast, and then all of a sudden he looks up, and his wife and kids are there.
Oh, it's my wife, Nancy, and my kids. Hi, guys. Annie and Johnny and Nancy, say hi.
Hi. We think you should probably do the show.
Honey, I just don't want to spend that much time away from you guys.
Well, we don't really need you to hang around anymore, right? We're good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're fine. No problem. Hey, you guys want to go? Let's go.
What are you? Are you not even going to watch the show?
No. See you later.
Okay. All right. Well,
that was it. They just got up and left the show.
So it's like a mini office reunion, basically.
Right. And they teased it and they took photos backstage, but they did not announce it.
You know it's coming.
I'd like to see it on Netflix or something where you could maybe mix in a little more language.
It would work.
CSX Big Jim's House, 648. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and 28 degrees right now, mid-30s for a high today. Cloudy skies, some fog this morning. We were talking about this before we started the show, Aaron. That accident in Macau, the race car accident.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't look real, does it?
No, that was the Formula 3 race.
Yeah.
And, holy mackerel.
This young German driver, she goes flying. She's going 170 miles an hour. She catches air. They think that she flew over 100 yards. Now, if you want to see the video, garage, it's in the garage page, right there on the front page of that. So text us, of course, the keyword would be
garage.
Here's the sound. So that sound you're hearing is her car. You see it come in the camera, airborne, going backwards at 170 miles an hour. It hits the catch fence and takes out like this little stand they had put in there. How she didn't destroy, there were two photographers and two marshals that were injured. She's got spinal injury. She's having surgery probably as we speak right now.
Nope, she's already out. Seven
she's
hours.
Out of surgery. Okay,
she
cool.
sent out a tweet and she tweeted.
Yesterday after the race.
Yeah, she says, I want to let everybody know I'm fine. I'm going into surgery tomorrow morning. And then there's just an update that said she's out of surgery.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, keyword garage. You see this video. I'm telling you, you have never seen a car crash like this. I've never seen it. It was horrifying when it started, and to realize that nobody died from this thing. You remember the movie? This is such an obscure reference. Free Jack.
Yes.
When the driver, I think it was Emilio Estevez, was airborne and Mick Jagger took him and time traveled him. That's what it looks like, right? When she's flying.
I thought for sure, I'm like, somebody did not walk away from this crash.
There's no way. Yeah. And they're going, and it's not 175 miles. It's 171 miles an hour. They clocked her at in the air. It's the narrowest street circuit in the world, but that goes beyond that. And crazy stuff happens there all the time. But it is, and we're not doing the hyperbole thing here. It is the craziest car crash you will ever see.
Do they know what happened?
Yeah, her and somebody else tangled. It's an incredibly narrow track. There's always somebody getting killed there or accidents. It's like having a race car event on a two-lane road. Ooh. It's really that narrow. So they have this high-speed straight. Imagine like the back straight here at Belle Isle. Just hauling ass, 170 miles an hour, her and somebody else hooked together. So she, you go up the back tire.
Right.
That's why she spun 180 degrees, and it went in backwards. She didn't even see what she hit. So this is the sound of her flying by the fans as they're in the crowd. Yeah. It's nuts, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Text us, of course. The keyword is...
garage.
I wonder if anybody's ever been airborne in their car.
Well, I know you have. We've had this discussion. Wasn't it a cornfield?
No, my dad fell asleep when I was a kid. We went through a ditch, we were airborne and hit a cow. It's a true story. Through a barbed wire fence and hit a cow. 248-398-WCSX. You ever go flying in your car? Big Jim's house, 705, 28 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. He said it's 28 now, 37 for a high. We've got a lot of heavy fog. We got some black ice. We got a really bad accident that's working right now on 275. Is that right?
Yep. Southbound at 94. It is closed there. They are detouring traffic to eastbound I-96. If you're headed in that direction, you might want to try Ford Road or Michigan Avenue if you're not even in that area yet, to avoid. It's going to be there a while.
Yeah. And you can read into that exactly what it means. Okay. So not the way you're going to start your Monday, but anyway, be careful out there. 248-398-WCSX. You can text us. I say it all the time. You can do it hands free. If you got Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, just Say text 248-398-WCSX and then send us whatever you see. That way your eyes are on the road where they need to be. Okay. Wanted to share this because you don't really hear about a lot of Thanksgiving pranks, right? It's normally Christmas pranks. You put a present in there that's the wrong one, or you do something wacky to the tree or the lights. You mess with your neighbor. You put up something. You've seen that.
Yeah.
But to do a Thanksgiving prank is hard. This dad nailed it. He nailed it. Now, we will send you the video, the same number you used to call as you text us. The keyword, of course, is...
prank.
So, to set the picture, we're going to play the sound for you in a second here. It's three daughters. They're probably teenage. Maybe one's a little bit younger. And they're standing around the turkey in the kitchen. And they're going to start carving the turkey when they notice there's something inside the turkey.
What is it?
What is it?
What is it?
I swear, it's like a baby chicken.
What the hell? What is that?
It's a second chicken.
Oh,
it was pregnant.
That's the saddest thing
I've ever
seen.
Oh, my God.
They pull a little turkey out of the inside of it.
Oh, my God.
That's nasty. Can I not eat turkey?
Turkeys have eggs. They don't have babies. This is a rock Cornish hen. We're in there. Okay, it's a joke. Turkeys have eggs. But chickens. They don't have babies.
No, that's a sick joke.
It is sick. It was funny.
It's not.
Was it funny?
It's hilarious. And the look on their face when they pull the baby with the Cornish game hen out of it.
These girls look like they are about to die.
Why do they keep calling it a chicken? It's a turkey. But they're like, yeah, it's got a second chicken.
It's pregnant. Oh, my God.
Pregnant. Oh, my God. It's got a baby chicken inside. Why would a turkey have a baby chicken inside it? I'm just saying, they got to do a better job in the old turkey anatomy class there, man. Now, again, you want to see it, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
prank.
One more time.
What is it?
What is it?
What is it? I swear, it's like a baby chicken.
What the hell?
What is that?
It's a second chicken.
It's a second chicken.
It was pregnant. That's the saddest thing I've ever
seen. Oh, my God. I feel...
We got to try that. We got to try that.
On who? Who can we do that to?
Nasty.
We can't do that to Julene, who hosts Middays.
She knows.
She's a chef.
She would know. Dahmer doesn't cook. He just makes Sloppy Joe and feeds it to his dog. JT, our boss?
No.
Turkey. Yeah.
He's already bald and kind of looks like a Cornish game hen anyway.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
Call or text 248-398.
CSX Big Jim's house, our newest American citizen, Billy Idol. That's a great picture of him with a little American flag last week. Just sitting there waving him.
I'm not an American.
He was sworn in last week and became a citizen. I don't know if you're sworn in or whatever it is. You get your citizenship, right?
You go to a naturalization ceremony, and right. You go in front of a judge, and you have to repeat an oath and everything. It's really cool.
It was, yeah. You've been doing that recently. Yeah, man. We're talking turkey this morning. We're getting ready for Thursday. Again, if you just tuned in this morning, Thanksgiving is on Thursday this year. A lot of people curious about that. 28 degrees. So this thing now is to brine your turkey in Mountain Dew. To get caramelized sweetness on the outside of the turkey. I don't think of turkey as a sweet food. Am I wrong in this? Ham, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because normally you put orange juice and pineapple to...
and cherries on top and things like that. Do you think of turkey, Ryan, as our resident young guy?
No.
No, it's just turkey, right?
Yeah.
You don't strike me as a big turkey-eating guy.
I eat it sometimes. I don't know. I don't really like all the Thanksgiving stuff. The only thing I really eat, I'll eat a ton of the green bean casserole, and that's mostly all I eat. I don't like stuffing. And if I eat turkey, it's only the white meat. I don't like the dark meat of turkey.
He's so picky.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's honest. He's honest about that.
I really only eat like you see the Thanksgiving Day plates, and people have just stuff piled up. I have like three things on it, and it's all separated very nice because I don't like my food touching. And then I eat that, and then I'm done. What do you mean?
That's like 12-year-old stuff where you get the plates that have the little compartments
like
in there so
touching.
Stuff doesn't... It's all going to the same place.
My wife does that.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't taste the same when you mix it together.
I did that till I was 12, and then I realized...
He's not alone. I'm telling you. I know what you're thinking. You and I are the same way.
There's other people that are the same way.
A lot of people do this one. Is this Pat? All right, Pat. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
Hey, listen. Listen to this. Somebody at work was saying a couple times so far. They said a few times, so I believe it now. At first, I didn't believe it, but listen. He says that they stuff their turkey with White Castle hamburgers.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously, I'm not becoming... Yeah, White Castle stuffing is fantastic. It's already got the onions and everything already in it. Think about it. You just, a lot of people get it with no pickles. You just kind of shred it up with your hands, stuff it in the bird, and it's fantastic.
Well, there's an actual recipe for it where you add celery, thyme, ground sage, black pepper, and chicken broth.
There you go. White Castle stuffing, Pat. See?
Oh, I had no idea.
There you go, Pat. Do we have that?
Yep, I posted it. If you just text the keyword stuffing to 248-398-9279, I'll send it right to your phone. And I have a tutorial.
Why are you pointing your finger at me again?
Because I'm Italian and I talk with my hands.
Like
stop
doing
it.
This circle thing, like what are you tutorial. Doing? What is that?
That's the universal sign
that's
for
the Italian,
tutorial.
That's no, the that's, Italian mom
that's
symbol
the
for,
Italian mom
you're
symbol
cook.
For
she's
going to wrap it back around to the,
what the
tutorial.
Hell is that? I'm like, my eyes going, why is she doing this circle thing with that?
One of these days, Ryan's going to be recording me when I'm doing it so everybody can see me talk with my hand. Anyone who's Italian.
One of these days, we just don't know about what I got recorded audio.
So, yeah, that's not, actually, it's really good. We could do that. The White Castle stuffing is awesome. It just works.
I would like to try that.
You
talked about the sweet turkeys, by the way.
Yes.
Last year, I tried the honey-baked turkey from Honey-Baked Ham.
Yeah, Jolene, where's that? Anyway.
That was good.
Oh, is it really good? Get one of those. Yep, I remember that. Made sandwiches.
So apparently the thing now is Mountain Dew, though. People are using it to brine 248-398-WCSX if you want the White Castle one. Keyword, of course, is...
stuffing.
Hold on. Now, what does your mom use on the turkey?
My mother-in-law, it was her, and she used her milk in the turkey and the potatoes around it to baste them.
Milk.
It was when she was raising my husband and the other kids, and she would just use her milk.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Are we talking about milk from the fridge or milk from the mom?
Her milk.
From the mom.
I don't say I'm going to go get my milk from the fridge.
From the mom, not the from the fridge.
Are you talking about breastfeeding milk?
Yes.
Yes, I think that's what she was talking about.
100% what that is.
That call just ruined Thanksgiving for me.
As a mom, I'm not a mom, never breastfed, but I don't think you go, I'm going to go to the fridge and get my milk, right? You go, I'm going to go to the fridge and get the milk. To add to the stuff? No, it's definitely
so she
breast
was saying,
milk.
So I'm not, right?
That should be a crime if she milk, didn't tell anybody who came over. She should be arrested.
You want to sit at the Thanksgiving table and somebody goes, all right, well, I just want you guys to know we brine the turkey in my breast milk.
Yeah.
Would you want to know or not?
I would not be attending that family gathering.
Oh, my God. There's weird comments there.
Oh, that just grossed me out.
Well, what happens
what
when
she
you,
had available.
What happens when you say, oh, man, your breast tastes super good? You're talking about the chicken, right? Or like, oh, thanks.
Okay, leave.
Is that it?
Awkward moments in Big Jim's house.
Where's the explosion on that bomb that I just...
honestly, we that's why we... Hold on a second. Let's go to Ryan's house here. Happy Thanksgiving with Resident Young Guy.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Willkommen. Bienvenue. Welcome. Come on in.
Call or text 248-398-WCS.
It's 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house, 756, 28 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and you. We need players for Battle of the Burbs.
What an amazing prize today. It's a pair of tickets to see this team that plays at this stadium downtown that's named after a car manufacturer on this... surface.
Well, we could say it's on. We don't have to go that far.
I don't want
to. We're just trying to be PC. I don't either. So it's on Thanksgiving Day. You can be there if you call right now. We need players from
the East Side, the West Side, and Downriver. There's this team that's traveling all the way from Chicago.
You mean these guys?
The Bears.
Screw it. We can say that. 248-398-WCSX. All right, that's right. You're playing for the Detroit team against
the Bears.
248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX, East, West, Down River.
Are you back on board after yesterday? Are you all in? You got playoff fever? You're not drinking the blue punch?
No, because you know I'm a Rams fan.
Blue Kool-Aid? You can't jump off the bandwagon and then,
I've never been on. Tito is the Lions dog, not me.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm not a dog, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm all in, man. I'm all in. I'm believing it. I want the playoff route down Woodward. We need to map that out right now. We're going to beat them.
The Bears.
Okay.
You're so optimistic.
What's that river in Egypt? The Nile. 248-398 WCSX Battle of the Burbs coming up next.
East side, west side, downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Players on the phone, y'all ready to go?
Hell yeah.
Get it done.
All right, we got Keith representing the east side. We have Billy representing downriver.
Internet.
And Nick representing the west side.
Internet.
Billy, if you know the answer, you yell out down. Keith, you'll yell out east. Nick, you'll yell out west. Do not answer till you're called upon, and make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Yep, okay.
Internet. Here we go.
Here we go. Question number one. Game show host Bob Barker is back in the hospital for the second time.
Down. Okay, let's go to Billy.
Price is Right.
There it is.
The full question was, he's most known for hosting this game show. So well done.
Hey, Billy, don't be a hero. Anyway, question number two.
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
Internet.
Shoppers are gearing up for this popular bargain day that follows Thanksgiving.
West.
Nick, what is it?
Black Friday.
There it is.
Get her done.
Okay, question number three. Hershey's has released a hot cocoa version of this foil-wrapped chocolate treat.
East. Keith.
Hershey's Kisses.
Wow.
We got a three-way tie.
I got three words for you.
Get her done.
Okay. Here we go. Aaron, you got the tiebreaker. Go ahead and do
it. All right. No pressure. The Lions will play this team from Chicago on Thanksgiving.
Keith for the win.
The Bears.
There it is.
Wow, what a game.
You guys were all awesome. Billy and Nick, man, thanks for playing. Keith, you're going to go see a Detroit football team play on Thanksgiving Day.
All right.
That's all right. It's get or none. Let me hear get or none.
Get or done.
Get or done. But throw in an east side just to make me happy.
East side.
Nice job, east side. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 818. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 28 degrees. Still looking at the studio windows here in Oak Park, man. Wow, fog. Traffic's been a mess all morning. There's so many things going on the road, man, so be careful out there. Occasionally you get these remasters. It's a time of year where you see the holiday box sets come out from the different artists, you know. So Paul McCartney, the Red Rose Speedway, he's got a couple that are out right now. This one is like, ain't cheap. The one I saw was like $200.
It's so worth it, though.
If you're a McCartney fan, it's awesome. But they released some of it so we can listen to it. So the song Live and Let Die. I don't know about you, but I like to hear the earlier versions, kind of the songs as they're building them out. But don't your ears and your brain insert what's missing from the song the first time you hear it?
Always.
Okay, so this is what they call Take 10 of Live and Let Die. It's just Paul and the band. There's no orchestra. I guarantee you we'll play a clip of this for you. Now, if you want to listen to the whole thing, and you really should because it's fantastic, we'll send it to you. The keyword, of course, is...
Paul.
Yep. It's new Paul McCartney-ish because this was Take 10 of Live and Let Die. Again, it's Paul and the band.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say,
see, you tried to put it in there, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm like singing in the background.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry.
Remember, no orchestra.
Say, live and let die. Live and let die.
It's cool, isn't it?
It's very cool.
So there you go. It's a totally different version. It's fantastic, though.
So that you have the 4-disc, 3-CD, 1-DVD limited deluxe edition of Wildlife from Wings coming out.
Red
then
Rose
you
Speedway.
Have 6 discs, which is the second Wings album, Red Rose Speedway.
And that is on there. So if you want to hear that, we'll send it to you. If you just want to hear the single of that, we're not going to send you the whole box set. We'd love to, but we can't do that. But you can listen to that. Again, check it out. And I guarantee you, as you listen to it, you're going to do what Aaron just did and what I did the first, I don't know, 8 times I listened to it. You insert the orchestra into the song. It's just something you do. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
Paul.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron B., producer on 836, 28 degrees. Don't forget, Major Ward, your first chance to qualify for a trip to Rayu Playa Car. I hope I said that right. Riviera Maya, Mexico, from our friends at Application, 9 a.m. Rayu? Rayu? Rayu Playa Car. We'll have to call them and ask.
Rayu?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
The second one is what I was going to go with.
Okay. Yeah, Aaron's better at the pronunciation stuff than I am. I had a buddy just text me a little while ago. We were talking about Thanksgiving, obviously, and the new trend is to use Mountain Dew as a brine, so you get like a sweet glaze on the turkey on Thursday. So we started talking about that. Was it Pat that called in? Pat called in and was talking about the stuffing using
White Castle
stuffing, which we have that up. That recipe, if you've never done that before, it's really good. The keyword for that, of course, is
stuffing. I posted a video of how to do it and everything.
Okay, we should try it. We got an oven here. Can we do that tomorrow? Can we do some cooking tomorrow? It's not that hard. You notice how I ask because I don't want to do it myself.
Let's ask Julene.
She's
the resident chef.
Well, we need to ask her about this, too, because this person called in and my buddy texted me and said, you guys read into this wrong. People were calling about what they marinate or brine their turkey in, right? Normally it's water. I've heard some people actually use bourbon. Seriously, bourbon and maple syrup on the inside. You kind of do that. But we got this phone call.
My mother-in-law, it was her, and she used her milk in the turkey and the potatoes around it to baste them. It was when she was raising my husband and the other kids, and she would just use her milk.
Okay. Basted the turkey in her milk.
Yeah.
We immediately thought what, Aaron?
That it was breast milk.
Brian?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, my buddy's saying no, that it's not. He's saying you guys are reading into this wrong, that it's regular milk. It's not breast milk.
No. She says she used her milk when she was raising my husband and other kids. And her milk, and her tone of voice is her milk.
Okay.
How she ends it.
Because she sounds kind of grossed out by it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just regular milk.
How does that work? Do you have like a turkey baster? Is there like a fitting to it or something? Do you stand out there and do that?
I'm opting out of this conversation.
They have a brand of turkey called Butter Boobs? You're the mom in the show.
No,
you're the one who should know this.
I don't want to get grossed out again.
Hold on. I'll go call the Butterball hotline. I'm sure they got that as an answer, right?
248-398-WCSX. These are the questions people want to answer.
No, they don't.
Is she talking about breast milk in this? Okay, one more time. You guys listen. You decide here.
My mother-in-law, it was her, and she used her milk in the turkey and the potatoes around it to baste them. It was when she was raising my husband and the other kids, and she would just use her milk.
Okay.
Right there. That is the key. Her milk.
And the fact that she said when she was raising my husband and other siblings.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's so gross.
I don't know. It's nothing wrong.
It's the breast milk.
Natural. What's that?
It's the breast milk. Plus, if somebody's doing it with just regular milk, who cares? No story there.
Right. It's true.
No,
you wouldn't
still,
just call up if you just regular
gross,
milk.
That's still though.
What, the breast milk thing?
No, just milk in general for basting a turkey.
2% of Americans like breast milk. Milk humor on a Monday, everybody. Oh.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Wait for the beat. You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Okay, CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. All right, coming up next, it's gone.
What is?
The one thing that I really wanted to get for Christmas, and I waited, I missed. I can't think of... ever really missed on getting something getting shut out, you know, other than electronics when they become the hot item.
Right.
So this year, one of the hot items was also one of the tastiest smelling items, and it's gone already. We'll tell you what it is next.
I'm
you know
curious
what I'm talking
now.
About. Next, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan wrapping up the show this morning. Julene Jordan coming in next. Want to say hi to Captain Leonard Casey and is it Coriana Cox, Salvation Army Thrift Store, North Point in Utica. Joel will be out there ringing the bell today from 10 to 2.
4 hours. Go by, make your donations, help some people out this holiday season.
Yeah, do good. That's how I heard this yesterday. Our pastor at church said it, and it stuck in my mind. He goes, it's time of year. Just do good. Do the right thing. It makes you feel good, man. You can do that. So, Jimmy Dean Sausage has sold out of their holiday-themed sausage-scented wrapping paper.
Oh, man. You were talking about that in the office.
I was seriously going to buy this. It's gone. The sausage ornaments still available on the company's website, but the wrapping paper's gone.
There's still hope for you, though, as a ranch fan, because Hidden Valley Ranch has all of their ranch stuff out as well.
I saw the giant magnum of that. But I wanted to wrap up a gift for Tito this year in the Jimmy Dean sausage paper and see if he, because the dog only knows how to do two things. Sleep and eat. That's pretty much him.
And pick the Lions
game. And pick Lions games. So anyway,
yeah. Oh, that would have been hysterical.
I know. I was seriously going to do that today, but now, yeah, it's already sold out.
Aw, so. Bummer.
Always look on. I have to do the next best thing. Side of life. Make my own sausage-scented wrapping paper.
It could work.
After the milk conversation earlier this morning, no. Not doing that. Apologize to anybody we grossed out earlier today. All right, we're back tomorrow morning. Jolene is coming in next. Couple quick notes. If you need the Bob Seger stickers, text us. We'll get your mailing address for your self-addressed stamped envelope. Of course, the keyword there is
Seger, S-E-G-E-R. Tomorrow, we're going to have another chance for you to qualify for the CSX Major Award.
Yep, and there's more coming up today as well.
Oh, Jolene will have those for, and
yep.
Dahmer.
Yep. And one more thing, people helping people. If you want to nominate somebody or you want to pick up the thing and just kind of run with it, you can do that as well. Keyword is
people. Right. Just send that to 248-398-9279.
Okay, bye.